All right. So dating apps, more than 300 million people globally are using them these days. And not just for casual flings, but honestly, many are looking for meaningful, lasting relationships. The numbers aren't lying.
Yeah, but I mean, what's the appeal? Is it just about convenience? Like, oh, I can swipe in my pajamas kind of deal?
Exactly. Convenience is a huge draw. People can access potential matches anytime, anywhere. But what's also interesting is how these algorithms work. They're designed to match you based on compatibility metrics, interests, preferences, you name it.
So basically, a machine says, here's your soulmate? That's wild to me. Like, what if the algorithm gets it wrong? Does it have a plan B?
Well, it's not foolproof, no. But for a lot of people, the sheer number of options is what makes it worthwhile. Take Sarah, for example. She met her husband on a Christian dating app after years of trying in real life. She described it as, and I quote, God using this tool to connect us.
Okay, hold up. That's sweet, though. Like she actually saw God's hand guiding her through the app. I gotta admit, that kind of gives it a deeper layer, doesn't it?
Exactly, Lena. When approached with intention, choosing platforms that align with your faith or values, these apps can be just another way for God's plan to work in your life.
But we've got to talk about the ugly side, too. Like, ghosting? That's just... we're talking next-level rudeness nowadays.
Agreed, and it's unfortunately common. Superficial connections, people swiping based on looks alone, can lead to situations like ghosting or even catfishing. And then there's decision fatigue. Have you heard about this, Lena?
Oh, yeah. It's like a buffet where there's so much to choose from. You kind of regret everything by the end.
Exactly. Dr. Jennifer Lee, a psychologist, warns that too many options can make it harder to commit. It's like we're programmed to wonder if something or someone better is just one swipe away.
Wow, that's deep. So apps give us more choices, but maybe, just maybe, they also make us more indecisive. Man, talk about irony.
It's definitely food for thought. And with all these pros and cons, it's about finding balance in how we use them. So, Lena, as much as dating apps offer convenience and options, there's still a case for old-school, face-to-face connections. That encounter, you know, the chemistry in someone's body language, or the spark in their tone of voice, it's something you just don't get through a screen.
Exactly, Eric. Like, when Michael met Grace at that volunteer event, he said he noticed her heart in action before they even spoke. Now that's real-life connection goals right there.
Right? And it's not just chemistry. Shared experiences, like volunteering or attending events, give relationships a solid foundation. You're not just talking. You're doing life together from the start.
True. But let's not forget, faith-based communities take this to a whole new level. Churches, ministries. They're perfect spots to meet someone who shares your spiritual values. I mean, you're worshiping together, growing spiritually. It builds trust in a totally different way.
Absolutely, Lena. Proverbs 27:17 puts it perfectly. Iron sharpens iron, so a man sharpens the countenance of his friend. In real-life interactions, especially within faith communities, there's this opportunity to grow together in a way that dating apps often can't provide.
But, okay, let's be real. Meeting people in person isn't all roses either. Fear of rejection? Huge. Like, how many times have we heard someone say, I just can't approach that person. I'll make a fool of myself.
Oh, for sure. Totally valid concern. And then there's the reality of smaller social circles. If your community or church isn't that big, your options can feel, well, limited.
Seriously. Jessica's story broke my heart. She's been to all the events, showed up, put herself out there, and still nothing. That's tough.
It is. But it's also why patience and trust are so important. Isaiah 40:31 reminds us, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Dating in real life can be challenging, but trusting God's timing is key.
Yeah. And honestly, it's not about rushing or forcing it, is it? Sometimes God's answer is, wait.
Exactly. And when you lean into that faith, the journey takes on a whole new meaning. So after everything we've said about dating apps and real-life connections, it's not always an either-or situation, right? Sometimes the real question is how to find balance. Trusting God's timing while still taking steps in both worlds.
Ooh, I like where this is going. Like, instead of just swiping endlessly or, hoping to meet the one at a church potluck, we kind of combine the best of both worlds?
Exactly, Lena. It's about being intentional with how we approach both. You look at dating apps, for instance. Using platforms like Christian Mingle or Salt doesn't mean you're compromising your faith. They're tools, and when used thoughtfully, they can really work to your advantage.
Yeah, like John and Emily. They met online, right? But they didn't just leave it there. They actually deepened their relationship through real-life Bible studies. That's the dream, isn't it?
It is. What they found was a balance. They connected through the app, but it was in those Bible studies, spending time together in their faith, that their bond grew stronger. And I think that's the key, finding ways for your online connections to translate into meaningful real-world experiences.
Totally. And let's keep it real. Whatever method you're using, I think the most important thing is staying rooted in your values, like set boundaries, right? Don't let the world, or even the algorithm, push you away from what you believe in.
Amen to that. Proverbs 31:30 says it best, "Charm is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised." Character matters more than appearances, whether you meet someone online or offline.
Preach, Eric. And let's not forget prayer. Seriously, have you prayed about it? Like, asking God to guide your dating journey. That's got to be step one, no matter where you're looking.
Absolutely. Keeping God at the center adds clarity and direction, whether you're navigating profiles on an app or joining a small group at church. The goal is to honor Him in every step.
So here's the takeaway. Dating apps or IRL, it's not about which one wins. It's about being intentional, using both wisely, and staying grounded in faith through it all.
That's right. So whether you're swiping or showing up at community events, remember, it's not just about finding someone. It's about how you're honoring God in the process.
And on that note, we're wrapping up. Thanks for hanging out with us, fam.
We've loved diving into this with you. Don't forget, whether online or offline, God's plan for your love life is always worth the wait. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe for more faith-based relationship insights. Until next time, stay blessed and keep seeking God's plan for your love life.
And we'll see y'all next time. Until then, stay blessed and keep seeking Him.